And now, 88FM proudly presents the first edition of Uncensored with Penny Furry. Nice to have you back in the studio, Penny. It's been a while.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Hi, Dave.
And today we're kind of, you've got a couple of very interesting, well, you're talking politics, you're talking elections, which is always going to be a bone of contention in our beloved country, in fact, across the globe, probably the most divisive topic on the planet, apart from maybe religion, maybe sex, I don't know, but certainly politics. Oy, oy, oy. So we're treading on, somewhat damaged ground right now, but you've got a lot of info about what's going on in the Ilembe district, which is our district. Over to you.
Yeah, well, I think the ANC is going to be confronted with the hard realities of this month at the election polls. And they've been the ruling party for 3 decades now. And I really feel as a country we've reached our lowest point. And that is why we need to make our voices heard at the polls. I'm going to have to say this just as a thing. You know, those that choose not to vote are choosing not to have a voice in their future. It's just that simple. It's just too much at stake right now to sit back and be silent in our anger. So I'm going to bring this crisis back closer to home. Water shedding has literally become a reality in our town, which has outstripped load shedding as a point of pain for residents in Kwadukuza, which was previously known as Stanga. Labeling the current water situation as anything other than a crisis is really downplaying the severity of the problem. For listeners who are new to the area and not familiar with the lay of the land, Ilembe District Municipality is the umbrella municipality on which our 4 local municipalities, which are Kwadukuza, Dwedwe, Mendini and Mapumula, operate. And water delivery and sanitation services is the primary function of the Ilembe Municipality. They provide the service to all residents across the district, aside from those who fall within the CESA water concession area. So we as residents of Belito are lucky to fall under the concession area, which includes Sharka's Head, Sharka's Kraal, Shaya Moya, Itete, and it stops at Tinley Manor. And just a little bit of a background, CESA and then the Dolphin Coast Municipality signed a private-public partnership on April 1999 for a period of 30 years, and that ends at the end of March 2029. So I visited Kwadukuza town, which is, as I said, Stanga, went to neighborhoods, knocked on doors, and most importantly, I spoke to residents and community activists. And let me tell you, the situation is very bleak. I've reported on many service delivery stories over the past years, and what struck me the most was that there's no anger that you normally encounter, which is completely justified. There was just pure despondency and hopelessness. Now, these communities have been let down so badly, and it was just heartbreaking to hear their stories and their daily struggles. Many communities under the Ilembe District umbrella have been experiencing water cuts daily for almost a year. The residents of Kwadukuza told me their water gets shut every evening and only comes back on the following day. Last week, the residents I spoke to were still without water from the shutdown the previous night. That morning, they had received a message that there was going to be a protracted shutdown as a result of a burst pipe that lasted a couple of days. And there's been times when they've had no water, and then they've heard this gushing down their driveway. And there was a leak at the top of the street. It took authorities more than a week to fix it. And this is the numerous complaints I heard. And the list was endless.
But yesterday in the news, there was, or the day before, I'm not sure, but it certainly was this week, that government is taking municipalities to court over exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
Is this not one of those cases?
No. Everyone's just dodged it.
The precedent is there that there, I think, are 24 current cases where municipalities are being charged by the South African government for failure to deliver on the mandate.
Of course it is. It is their mandate.
So all that needs to happen here is that they need to ward councillors, or if there are no ward councillors that are prepared to do it, an organization like
OUTA
has expressed interest in taking the government to court. Not the government in this case, the municipality. Because unless people are prepared to stand up and do something about it themselves, I'm talking about these communities that are affected. Because if it was happening here, I can guarantee you there'd be a much more.
I mean, there are rate-paying wards. There are rate-paying wards. I mean, one of the wards, I think it was 14, they said they hadn't seen their councillor. They didn't know who their ward councillor was. He was an ANC councillor. I reached out to him for comment. He didn't get back to me. And I asked, that some of them have gone for days, even weeks without water. No water tankers have ever visited their neighborhoods. And now, you know, it's a fundamental human right for residents to be supplied with clean drinking water. And that hasn't happened. And what was concerning was the recent Lembe District financials for the hiring of private water tankers for this year ending 2022-2023. I spoke to Action SA councillor Sipho Zungu, and I asked him if he could furnish me with figures from a recent sitting of the Financial Portfolio Committee on the budget for the hiring of tankers. And I did the voice bar, just listen to this. I have no words.
Good day, Penny. This is Councillor Sipho Zungu of Action SA. I am a councillor on both Kwadukuza Municipality as well as Lembe. Just to answer some of the questions that you posed here. In a recent council meeting that took place on the 26th of April at Ilembe, a cost containment report was presented to us, and I believe this cost containment report is going to give us an understanding of exactly how much Ilembe has spent on hiring of water tankers thus far. So while at the beginning of the 23-24 financial year, the initial budget was set at 11.3 million, it was increased during the main budget adjustment by an upwards of 64 million, thus resulting in a total of 75 million rand budget provision for hiring of water tankers. However, that 75 million was only sufficient enough to carry the costs up until the third quarter. And as of the end of the third quarter, the latest indications are that a further 42 million rand is still required in order to continue with the hiring of water tankers.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's a total of 117.3 million rand spent on water tankers.
And yet there are no tankers visible and there's no water.
No, I mean, none of the ratepayers, none of them have seen water. The mosque, there's the local mosque in the town has a borehole, and there are times when there's queues for days with people with buckets to fill up, and they do it as a service to the community. So that was for the financial year that ends 30th of June, before the municipal new year starts, which is 1st of July. So what my question was, has the water or tanker mafia, as they've been dubbed, set up shop in Ilembe? So it's been reported in parts of the country and at Tekweni, these criminal syndicates are thriving on the country's water crisis, sabotaging water infrastructure for profit and ensuring the taps remain dry in order to create a state of dependence for their costly service. The Democratic Alliance Shadow Minister of Police, Andrew Whitfield, said in a statement last month that there is a concerted drive by criminal elements in the province to weaponize water for their own illicit gains. So with direction from community activists who were very fearful and asked not to be named, I went looking for all of them, these tankers, to see for myself, and I noted the following. The tankers have GP registration numbers, and around 12 tankers arrived in Stanger in the morning at around 6:30 a.m., and what they do is they used a large pipe which was connected to a municipal fire hydrant, and they filled up their tanks, and the lady was there filling it up for them. She sits next to the pipe, and while this was taking place, there was a man. He was quite intimidating. He was sitting in the Fortuna in the front, like observing the whole process. And I went back and made a list under the Ilembe financials just to see how much they had paid out to the private companies. And I'm still digging into it, but I looked into some of the companies. One was listed as a cleaning company on a government procurement list. That same company is linked with several contracts at Stanger Hospital. He also has a very, very high-ranking connection in one of the local municipalities here. And another company is also operated under the umbrella of transport. And the two directors were arrested for fraud in 2023. There's also civils companies, done lots of construction work for local government, and they're also one of the providers. And I was also tipped off that several armed men barged into the Lembe offices recently demanding payment for water tanker services.
So the story gets more intricate and more confusing by the second. But let's take a little breather to unpack some of that stuff. We'll be back on the other side.
Is for everyone. And our clothes are too. It's made to last in the sun, wind, and weather. Whether you're fishing, hiking, camping, or going to work, get all your favorite brands like First Ascent, Cape Storm, African Nature, High Tech, and Columbia all under one roof. Outdoor warehouse for every adventure. Also shop online.
Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito offers exceptional customer service for all your vehicle needs. Located in the heart of the community, they're easily accessible, making it convenient for you to find your perfect Toyota. Their highly trained service division and parts center is committed to providing expert technical advice and sourcing parts nationwide, ensuring your complete satisfaction. Our people deliver. It's not just a slogan, it's their promise to deliver a superior experience. Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, where exceptional service meets all your motoring needs.
20 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. We're talking with Penny Faree, investigative journalist at large, on a segment called Uncensored. So far, we've been listening to the rather shocking story of the water malfeasance, is all I can think of in terms of descriptive narrative. It's a shocking story about maladministration in our Ilembe District Municipal Region. And Penny, you've got more on that subject.
Yeah, I think this crisis has been going for a long time. It's just reached a tipping point with the lack of investment in the infrastructure, failure to properly manage the infrastructure and upgrade it. And what's happened, it's left the community with no access to water for days at a time. And sometimes it's been extended to weeks, and there's no consistent water supplies, abrupt water disconnections. At times, the water quality is so poor, it's undrinkable, and residents have to spend money they can't afford on water for drinking. Also, residents continue to be billed for water despite the lack of the servers. And there's been a poor response from the necessary officials. When they phone the help desk, sometimes there's no answer. Another issue that was equally frustrating are the water meters. They're installed by the municipality outside the residential homes, and many are vandalized or stolen for their copper wires. And the municipality then requires the homeowner to pay 1,000 rand to replace the meter. failing which they remain disconnected. So obviously the one lady said that the meat outside her house had been replaced twice and it had been vandalized and she can't afford to replace it. And without paying that fee, she's got no water. And obviously they all reiterated the same thing. And I went to a lot of the neighborhoods in the wards. They said that tankers were not being dispatched to their wards, the ratepaying wards during these outages. Not one resident from any of the neighborhoods that I went to said they had received any water from the tankers. And, you know, I ask the ward councillor for comment and he wasn't very forthcoming. So basically, there's 117.3 million rand spent on water tanker services for the financial year that ends on the 30th of June. And we've like followed the trail and we're going to just delve into who the people are and, you know, if there are political connections and if what they are saying is true, you know, they're trying to monetize on the crisis. And basically, I did reach out to Ilembe, reach out to Elias Bengu. He's the water service manager at Ilembe via WhatsApp. And he advised me that he was currently on leave, so he couldn't take any of my questions. And when I asked him if there was anyone else I could speak to in his place, he never got back to me. I did reach out to the Ilembe communications department with a whole list of questions, which tackled the water issue, the water tanker issue. How did they, you know, tender this process? How much, you know, that whole thing. And she, and then all the other grievances that the community have put forward. And then she asked me if I could meet with the technical service manager who wants to take me through the water systems. And I interviewed Wilson Zulu. He's a member of the executive committee of the Ilembe Civic Action Movement. It's a civil society, ICAM, and he lives in Ward 14. He also sits on the CPF and is considered a community activist. And he basically said that they sent three letters to the MEC, the Minister of Water and Sanitation, and finally they heard that the whole, you know, the whole entourage were visiting Quadicruz on the 21st of December. And after a lot of persistence back and forth, I managed to secure a meeting with them. And they engaged with every level. That's why, you know, when you said national government wants to help and hold them accountable, they engaged with every level. The big guns were all in attendance. Sishlezi Kalala, he was a previous KZN premier. He's now the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. Senzo Mkuni, he's the Minister of Water and Sanitation. We have the Minister of Health in the meeting, the MEC of Kochta, as well as all the mayors and deputy mayors. And after ICAM presented the issues and the challenges the community have brought forward, Wilson told me that the Minister, Sishlezi Kalala, assured him that they would go back and they would come back the next day with a fruitful outcome, which would ensure the issues would be tackled and a resolution would be found. And that he said he was so hopeful about it. And to this day, they are still waiting for Sishlezi Kalala's resolution, and they've heard nothing back. And the financial report noted that as the end of February this year, spend on the capital budget was sitting at 28%. The capital budget is the infrastructure. This is... it's just crazy. And the municipality was also in the process of appealing to National Treasury after they were notified of Treasury's intention to cut a combined 55 million rand of grants due to lack of expenditure. So they get the majority, almost 75% of the money that Ilembe municipality receives are from grant funding from, you know, national government. So when they don't spend the money they get from government on the infrastructure and all the services they're supposed to be doing, they take them back. So they've got 55 million rand that they didn't spend. So the real losers here are the communities who do not receive the services linked to the infrastructure, which needs to be built. So, you know, my job literally is to tell people how bad everything is. And, you know, as media, I think we have to be cognizant of the message we deliver, because obviously, this is in the interest of public interest, which is so important, but we can't be in danger of failing into this default narrative that South Africa is, you know, it's negative and we bitch and moan and complain and, don't lose sight, you know, I just want to say we can't lose sight that there are good stories to tell of South Africa. You know, when I engage with this civil society, these active citizens who care so much, you know, the whistleblowers who are putting their, you know, their lives online to just help bring out this dark art into the light. Everyone's hustling, you know, to try and make a difference. So that's why, I'm going to be relentless with this. We're going to carry on shining a light on it and ensuring that the plight of these struggling majorities, you know, is heard.
And that's the episode one of Uncensored with Penny Fourie at an end. But I hope you're not as depressed as I am as a result of that story. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, it just seems too... There's got to be a solution to the problem, Penny. And I think maybe an idea would be to start looking at where the potential solutions might be and how we can get there. But it's essentially wonderful that you are taking the time to go and find the stories, because you, dear listener, have the right to know. And Penny will be back in a week's time with the next edition of Uncensored with Penny Fourie.